I'm Helen Chickering. We've got an update on a story we've been following out of Canton. The former Pactiv Evergreen paper mill in Canton has been shut down for more than a year and a half now. With several lawsuits swirling, the site's future remains in limbo, and so does the status of Canton's wastewater treatment. BPR's Felicia Sanmez has more.
For years, Pactiv Evergreen was a fixture in Canton. In addition to operating the paper mill that was an economic engine for the town, Pactiv also has operated the town's wastewater treatment plant, which serves Canton's residents and businesses. But that could change in April, when the current agreement expires. Pactiv is engaged in a legal battle with the prospective new owner, Spiritas Worldwide, over the sale of the site. The outcome of the case will affect not only the mill site, but also the wastewater plant. Canton Mayor Zeb Smathers says Pactiv has a responsibility to continue treating the waste.
We know that Evergreen has told us privately and publicly that they will be treating our waste until March of 2025. What we know is you simply cannot turn off the wastewater treatment plant. Doing so would cause an absolute health disaster and crisis to the citizens of Canton and Haywood County.
He says the town is open to negotiating the cost past March 31st.
We understand that our waste is going to be treated in the near future, probably extended future, at that wastewater treatment plant. We will pay a reasonable rate for our waste, but we're not going to be held hostage to that. There are simply numbers we cannot pay and will not pay.
Representatives for Pactiv Evergreen and Spiritas did not respond to requests for comment. Pactiv was purchased earlier this month for $6.7 billion by Novolex, a Charlotte-based company. Novolex also did not respond to requests for comment. The wastewater treatment plant is just one of many uncertainties facing the former paper mill site as a tumultuous 2024 comes to an end. The sale of the mill site was set to close on October 1st, but Hurricane Helene delayed those plans. In response, Pactiv filed a lawsuit in Delaware accusing Spiritas of backing out of the deal. According to local media reports, Spiritas says it still wants to purchase the site and has filed a counterclaim. The company's owner says he has concerns about Pactiv's insurance policy and alleged lack of access to the site. Smathers, the Canton mayor, says he's cautiously optimistic that the sale will be resolved by the middle of next year.
No one wants to see that site sit in purgatory. It can and should be a economic engine, not just for Haywood County, but for the entire region when we need it the most.
There's also the issue of $12 million in funding Pactiv Evergreen received from the state of North Carolina to create jobs at the mill. State Attorney General and Governor-elect Josh Stein sued Pactiv Evergreen in May, arguing that the company did not fulfill its obligation to employ 800 people through December 31st, 2024. Pactiv shuttered the paper mill in May 2023. A judge ruled in October that the case can proceed, and a trial is set for next May. Stein's office did not respond to a request for comment. Smathers said Canton continues to be supportive of the state's efforts to pursue repayment of the funds.
We feel clear that Pactiv owes the state of North Carolina $12 million. They disagree, but I've said continuously, you know, in this state, when you make a promise, your job is to keep your promise. Pactiv made promises. They received state money, taxpayer money. Those promises were not fulfilled. The state is owed their money back.
For BPR News, I'm Felicia Sanmez.
Head to bpr.org to find that full story. That's bpr.org.